Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you affected by the fuel protest this lunchtime? As you heard Eamon mention in the news, there's slow-moving convoys approaching cities all over the country, demonstrations ending in Cork, Galway and Limerick, and we've already seen videos and footage of tractors, trucks and cars that have arrived on O'Connell Street in Dublin. But if you were impacted by this today, we want to hear from you. I know one listener sent us in a video a little earlier, just before we came on air today, which shows, if you can picture the three lines of traffic, this is the Limerick motorway at exit 29. I mean, effectively at a standstill, very, very slow moving traffic. And there's an ambulance trying to get in between the two lanes of traffic on the right hand side, and the cars and the trucks are trying to move out of the way to let the ambulance, which is lights flashing, siren on, to let that particular ambulance through. And I think for listeners out there this afternoon, I've no doubt a lot of people support the protesters. I've no doubt in my mind that a lot of people support the action that's taken place. But I also think you can support it and recognise that there's a need to have a contingency plan in place to allow emergency services like this particular ambulance get through. We've shared the video that's been sent to us by one caller today. As I said, this just happened in the last hour or so at the Limerick motorway, on the Limerick motorway at exit 29. It's on my own Instagram at Andrea Gilligan 1. It's on the News Talk social media sites as well. You can see that there. Do let us know though how you're affected. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Edward is on the line. Edward, how were you impacted by the protest today?
Andrea, how's it going?
Good.
I'm about, 3 hours, 3.5 hours in traffic going over. I left the store I was at, done my job at around 8:15, and I'm now gone off to the Ballysimon exit at 29, and it's now, 12:07. And so I'm trying to get some fuel in the lorry and trying to get a break somewhere. So, but I mean, I haven't seen any guards. Sorry, I've seen one guard in all that time. And he's standing, leaning up against his car at Junction 29, right? And he's looking at all the tractors and lorries that are all stopped on the motorway. They're just stopped on the motorway. And we're all going up the hard shoulder and he's waving people on out onto the motorway. And I think it's just, you know, listen, I understand the fuel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drive, I have
are you a professional driver, Edward? Sorry.
Yes, I am.
But you're not part of the protest, is that right?
No, I'm not. Well, I am part of it, but yeah. I don't want to be.
You hadn't planned to be, right, yeah.
I didn't plan to be, you know. But listen, I just think they're doing the wrong thing. That people need to get to, you know, wherever, dentists, hospitals, you know, I don't know, you know, airports, whatever. And they're just being held up. And, you know,
now, the protesters will say that. I mean, the aim of this is to cause disruption. I mean, this is why we're talking about it at the top of the show today.
Yeah, but, you know, it's about fuel. So they've just spent the last 3 or 4 hours burning tons of fuel. All the cars are burning fuel. And we're all going to have to go back in and refuel. More tax for the government, more profits for the garages. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, I mean, I'm okay. This isn't my fuel. I'm just working for the company. But, you know, I just think it's just the wrong way of doing it. I'm sure people are all browned off. I mean, it's shocking down here. I mean, I'm over three hours.
And how long should that? I'm not overly familiar with that stretch.
40 minutes.
Should be 40 minute journey, right? Yeah. You're over 3 hours there today.
Thereabouts, yeah. And I'm trying to get into the service station here in Ballysimon. I'm running out of time, driving time. And I'll probably have to sleep overnight, which isn't, you know, I don't mind that really, but I don't want to be sleeping overnight and, you know, in lorries, you know. I'd rather go home to my own bed. But sure, that's life.
And I know there's been a lot of talk about this protest, and particularly over the weekend,
exactly.
And I'm sure you, and working in the business line of work you're in, Edward, had to put contingency plans in place. So you probably...
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
We didn't put
no.
any contingency,
okay.
Because, you know, I'm just a normal driver. And there's loads of our fellas that are all stuck, you know, and coming back from, you know, Sligo, Kerry, all sorts of places. And they're all stuck as well. So they'll probably have to sleep overnight, you know,
That's the impact of the protest today.
Yeah, but I've seen one guard. I just don't know how these guys, you know, listen, I know they're protesting and they've a right to protest, but to actually stop on the road and block the hard shoulders. And I've seen cars going up up on the, what's it called, on the grass they're going up now.
They're on the grass verge trying to bypass it,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen fire brigades as well. Ambulance went up as well. He went up in the grass. An actual ambulance went up in the grass. So that's how bad it is down there.
How much longer do you reckon you'll be there before you can head off the slip road?
I've come off Junction 29 about 15 minutes ago, and it's just traffic. I'm just trying to make it to the Circle K garage to get some fuel and take a quick break. Well, a break of 40 minutes, but it looks like I'll be here another 40 minutes before I get there, because it's just people just sitting there.
Mm.
Listen, I understand that. I just think they've gone about it the wrong way. You know, surely there's some other way of doing it. You know, I don't know. You know, block the port or something. You know, like block the main ports. Just block it. Just park there. You know, like something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But to actually block everyone's day has been ruined today.
I'm just thinking of people, you know, yourself and obviously in the kind of work you're in, and I'm sure people trying to get to hospital appointments, and as you mentioned as well, that airports may be around. I'm sure people have other plans, and after the bank holiday, people off with children at school. We want to hear from listeners today if you're affected by the protest. 1800 453 106, the number. Edward, thanks for getting in touch with us. Bridget is on the line. Bridget, how were you impacted, or have you been impacted today?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, no, my husband, actually, it's not me personally, it's not quite as bad as Edward's story either there, to be honest, but he had an appointment in CUH this morning at 9:30, and on the time, you know, time business, decided to take public transport for a change. Normally he drives up.
Mm.
So, he met him. There was a big, he was coming from Kerry, so at Macroom there was a big hold-up, don't know what, because he was hoping he'd get there anyways. But he did text him earlier, he might be 10, 15 minutes late. But however, on the dual carriage, we're then going to Cork, I think, the tractors and all, the traffic was crawling along. He was lucky he got there, actually. He was there for 10:30. No, that was an hour late. But, like, he had an appointment and it was set for 9:30, 9:45. I mean, that's a hospital. Or if, you know, they're affected by all these people coming in late as well, I'm sure, today. I'm sure he's not the only person that was late.
No.
You know, and you know, he's got there anyway. And they're accommodating enough. I'm sure they're, you know, they were accommodating. They take these. That, you know, I'm sure he's still up there anyway. Yeah, but that's it. I was pretty irate this morning.
Sure you were worried, Bridget. You were probably worried. Would he make the appointment?
Yes, and he wasn't going to go. Like, it's the first time, actually, maybe the second altogether. He's taking the bus for his appointments. And this morning, he said, well, there'd be no school traffic. He'd get there. He knows it's going to be tight. He'd get there. There'd be no school traffic.
Yeah.
We didn't expect the convoys and all that kind of thing. You know, as Edward, isn't it, was there earlier? As he said, you know, people were like to protest, but really, you know, it was badly handled. It was badly organized. It's a bit like hire a mob in places. I don't know. Anyways, I know they have a right to protest.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
And you've sympathy. Would you have sympathy, Bridget, for the, you know, those in the haulage and agricultural industries and the impact that they've been telling us about? I mean, I heard some of the some of those affected, even on with Anton a little earlier this morning, and we've heard from many of them over the weekend. But, you know, would you have sympathy for them and their plight, you know, in terms of what they're looking for?
Oh, no doubt about it. And people in people, farmers with their these. Well, everybody, no doubt, but. Granted, it is early days, yes. It could get a lot worse. And God knows what's going to happen tonight in the Middle East. So, you know, maybe it was badly organized or whatever. I think maybe, yeah, I have sympathy for him. And everybody has a right to protest. However, I think it was not the best timing. It was should have been, and as well as that, maybe I'm wrong. Tractors in a dual carriageway, is that legal or illegal? No, that's beside the point, I'm sure. I have so total sympathy for him.
Mm.
But maybe it was, you know, on the circumstances. We all are affected by our own small things.
I know.
I
can understand that. And if you have a, you know, a hospital appointment, no doubt about it. I mean, that's certainly on your mind. 1800 453 106. Bridget, thanks for getting in touch. I hope your husband's doing okay as well. John is with us on the line. John, what have you noticed this morning?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I'm not really affected in that my car is in get serviced today. But I dropped it in early this morning. Now I'm retired, so I went home. And I thought, well, it's not going to affect me. And no sooner was I home sitting on the couch when I heard all the horns here in Galway, all the trucks blowing the roofs off the houses. I didn't see the roads, but I could hear them in the distance. And like Galway's traffic is bad even when it's not bad, you know. I think they've kind of scored. I totally support the actions, the hauliers and all the rest, and everybody. It's not just it's everyone in the country has been affected by the price of fuel. People getting heating oil, everything. But I think they've scored an own goal coming out on the roads like this, affecting people going in to get. I know people going in, they have to get chemotherapy and hospital appointments, service engineers that have to get to places to fix electrical. It's upset the whole country, but it hasn't upset the politicians. I would much prefer to see 1,000 to 10,000 people outside the door when there's somebody in the door. I suppose there's nobody in there at the moment. They're all on their holidays. I don't know where they are or not, but I just think it's affecting the wrong people. It's affecting their own wives, their own grandparents, their own kids. You know, it's just, I don't know. It just, I felt it was, they should have taken their time and thought it out better. I don't know what is the solution. I totally understand.
I suppose they're talking about it for the guts of 2 or 3 weeks nearly at this stage though, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know, when,
this could go on for two or three months at least, or 6 months, you know.
And when the excise duty was, you know, when we had that announcement, was that last week or nearly 10 days ago now for motorists? And I suppose those in the, you know, professional drivers in the haulage industry and agricultural contractors probably feel
the excise duty and especially the carbon tax. What really annoys me is we all pay a tax, and we pay a tax on petrol and all the tax. What really gets me is we're paying in so much tax, but the government doesn't seem to have any problem how they spend that. There seems to be a total abuse of spending it. You know, the housekeeping isn't up to scratch. Because I know myself from working in industry.
Funds,
okay. There's an awful lot of money being wasted.
Okay. Well, look. So it's in terms of how that money is spent. A lot of people are right getting in touch with us previously, John, about the carbon tax and how that money might be better spent as well. Our own reporter Josh Crosby is with us on the line today. Josh, we thought we were going to be talking to you from O'Connell Street, but where in the world are you?
Yes, so I just pulled in by the Nace and Johnstown exit. Listeners will be familiar, Andre, with the Nace ball sculpture. I'm just there by that now, and all I can say is that this road is like a car park coming into Dublin. I met the protesters in Monaster Evan Junction 14 service station this morning as they were gathering, and it has taken me over 3 hours to get from Monaster Evan to Nace, a distance of around 35 kilometres. It's taken me longer than it would take to drive from Dublin to Cork. Cars are literally crawling at around 10 kilometres an hour. I remember I covered similar fuel protests back in 2021 and 2022, and they've definitely decided to go slower today. And this is what they wanted. The plan was to bring Dublin and the route into the city to a standstill, and that's exactly what's happening. I had planned, as you said, to be in the city an hour ago because we'd been told they were aiming for O'Connell Street around 11. I think that'll more likely be 1 o'clock now before I'm in there at this race. Thousands and thousands of motorists are stuck in this traffic now. And this is only one approach into Dublin. There are similar scenes from north side, south side. When I arrived at Monaster Evan this morning, I wasn't sure how big this protest was going to be, as there were only around a dozen vehicles where I was. But from videos circulating online, there does seem to be a sizable turnout throughout the whole country. And when it's a form of protest like this, you don't really need many vehicles to make such an impact. And like, I know one of the main concerns when a protest like this is planned, some people might be trying to make appointments and delays that could affect this. I've seen 3 ambulances so far having to use the hard shoulder during this convoy. And what people want to know now, though, is how long this will continue.
That's
as
exactly
it develops. Will they stay in Dublin after today? Some have said they're prepared to stick it out for a few days. But that's all to be seen. Look, come later this evening.
It's a good question that around how long this is, you know, this is going to last for, and if it's already taken the guts of 3 hours to get to Dublin, perhaps it might even be a little bit more prolonged than motorists might have thought initially as well. Just clarify something for us, Josh. When ambulance or emergency vehicles are trying to get through the traffic, I assume trucks and tractors and cars are all making way for those emergency vehicles.
Oh, they are, and that the hard shoulder has been left free. Now, I did come across one car that had a puncture in the hard shoulder, so that, I suppose, is an obstacle that the ambulance might have to come back into a lane to come back out again. But I suppose, look, it's really people living and working business owners in Dublin, they want to know how long this is going to go, because the Dublin Bus now has updated customers of diversions on certain services due to road closures, and Dublin Airport has also been reminding passengers to allow extra time for their journey. So currently, that's the scene here where I'm coming from into Dublin from the Kildare side.
Well, we want to hear from listeners today. If, like our own reporter, Josh Crosby, you're held up and stuck in that protest, give us a call. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number. A listener tells me they left their home house in Ballyshannon at 7:15 this morning in South Donegal. They arrived to work in Sligo at 10:10. It took 3 hours. It's normally a 40-minute route at that time of the morning. And this listener makes the point, you cannot protest without inconveniencing absolutely everybody. The haulage and transport industry are crippled by the costs, and this has to happen as a result. Blake Boland from Dublin Bus is with me here on the line today. Blake, just what impact is there to bus services now this lunchtime?
Yeah, we're seeing significant disruption at this stage. Now, if we spoke about 60 minutes ago, traffic was actually flowing quite freely. The roads were a little bit quiet with school holidays. But in the last 60 minutes, very much changed there with O'Connell Street southbound closing. That's now in both directions. We've had Kildare Street in both directions closing, and Molesworth as well. So that's affecting the likes of the E spine, the F spine, the 19s, the 1s, the 11s, and a whole host of other routes. And we're having to take diversions around those as well. But beyond that, as cars and buses and various vehicles shift to other roads to get around these closures, that makes congestion in that point, which makes further delays across the network.
So this is just for the Dublin Bus Services, Blake, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. I'm speaking on behalf of Dublin Bus. Yeah. And we're starting to see that now in the last 60 minutes or so. And I travelled myself in from Drogheda to central control here. And I hope you can actually hear me fine, because I've got 16 controllers here in the room beside me making calls to bus drivers. But the journey was quite easy this morning. But that's very, very different now at this stage.
So what's going to be the knock on effect of this then into the afternoon and even the evening commute home, Blake? Or can we tell at this stage?
That's yet to be seen. So we don't know yet. So as I'm here in Central, I'm looking at some of the cameras as well. So the likes of O'Connell Street, and we know that there's some tractors and trucks parked up in that central divide on O'Connell Street, for example. But we don't know how long this is going to continue. So what we're doing here is we're making diversions. Now, this isn't actually anything that's particularly new to us. We would be facing close to 100 protests that would affect our services and cause diversions every year. So the team here are well practiced in terms of knowing the best roads to divert onto when you get particular road closures. And the team are working here, so we would also have stance inspectors out on the road. The chief inspectors here on site liaising with the controllers. And I'm standing here amongst people that are going to make upwards of 300 or 400 calls to drivers across the radio today, figuring out the status of the buses, how routes are moving, road closures coming in, live updates. It's pretty constant and hectic here at the moment.
Yeah. So what's the advice then to bus users for the afternoon if they're planning to make a journey? Is it just expect there's going to be long delays, Blake?
Definitely going with the delays. We don't yet know how long, but what we're also doing, as well as moving the buses on the street, what we're trying to do is inform our customers as well. And that's absolutely crucial. So I think people understand that there are delays and diversions out there. So we're trying to make them as aware as possible. So some of the chief inspector here has, in the last few minutes now, what he's doing is updating exact RTPA signs, so those screens that you see on street, so they can pinpoint each one. And for example, they've just gone to the system there. So any stop that has that signage on O'Connell Street, for example, has a scrolling message now describing the diversions. And that's the way we can get messages out on top of the website. So dublinbus.ie, people can go there to get more details. And also we're updating some of our social media channels, be it X, to just get that information out there to as many people as possible so that they can make decisions about how they can go about their day.
Yes, well, it's well worth bus users looking at that, looking for that information, I suppose, Blake, in advance of their journey. Blake Bolan from Dublin Bus, thanks a million, Blake, for joining us here in the programme. Listener tells me, I'm a community nurse in Limerick. I'm both sides of the coin today. I can't get around to my patients, but the other side is that I get paid 36 cents per litre from the HSE and I'm paying €2.20. So I'm actually coming into work at a loss. But yet, as a nation, if we don't do something about it, the government aren't going to do anything about it either. They need to help the nation out and cut the tax and look after the people, says this listener. Motoring commentator Conor Faulkner is with me on the line today. Conor, I suppose people can expect this protest to last, you know, for much of the day, can't they, really?
Yeah, turning into a very, very frustrating day. Some people completely unaffected, as Blake Boland was telling you, people who were on the move earlier. But right now, the disruption seems to be getting worse. And it's countrywide, but it's starting now to focus on Dublin. They're reading some of the reports from earlier on. There were delays in places like Cork and Donegal and Sligo. But the concentration now seems to be Dublin, and it's proving a very disruptive day. What do you say, Andrea? I mean, can you see both sides? On the one hand, I know that the hauliers make their case strongly, but look, their representatives are talking to government now, and they want the public to understand the issue. Honestly, Andrea, the public does understand the issue. We know it's not just the price of diesel for motorists. We know the effect it's having on hauliers. Do they need to cause this much pain to the general public to make their point? I don't know, Andrea. For people who are missing
hospital
appointments,
to be fair,
today,
yeah, I suppose they feel that, you know, there won't be action on, maybe unless they can get the public fully on their side and protest with them.
Well, listen, I think the public were already on their side. And as I say, their representatives are talking to government at the moment. You know, when you stage a disruption like this, you can, you know, you can be dramatic and you can make your point. But even as Josh was reporting from the M7 there, you know, there are emergency vehicles trying to use the motorways. You know, listen to how hard Dublin Bus are having to work at the moment to get people moved around the city. You know, there's a lot of people being affected. And, I accept that there's a point being made, but it would be nice to do it without causing so much inconvenience, so much collateral damage to ordinary people who are essentially on their side anyway, and at a time when their representatives are in conversation with government.
Well, we heard from some of those protesters a little earlier here in the station this afternoon. I've no doubt we will do during the latter part of the afternoon as well. We want to hear from you. How are you affected by the protest today? This listener very much in support of those protesting. I just want to send a message of support for the protesters. Yes, it's inconvenient, but do you know what? It's supposed to be. Well done to everybody involved for making a stand. Too many people talk about it. There's not enough action. The protest was well advertised. People should have made allowances for it. Well done to the protesters. Keep up the good work. And another listener tells me, I'm very disappointed by the negative response from the general public to the fuel protest. The whole country is affected by the cost of fuel. Everybody's complaining about it. The protesters are spending their own money and time on fuel to highlight this particular issue. And the point of a protest is to inconvenience people. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Conor Faulkner, Josh Crosby, Blake Boland there from Dublin Bus. And thanks a million to Edward, Bridget and John for all sharing their own experiences with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.